You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. It's from Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host today, Reverend Ray. Amen. Today's broadcast is Friday Night Joy. Amen. And we're going to continue on a topic that we have started probably a while back called God's Promise of Newness. This is part two. Amen. Before we get started, I do want to remind you that it's about that when Christians Speak Talk Radio have several broadcasts. His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with myself. Amen. It's of course on Fridays at 7 p.m. Amen. The Bread of Life is on Sundays. The first and the fourth Sunday, amen, at 7 p.m. Titles to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Amen. The monthly broadcast are as follows. Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novita Reed. Reverend Curtis Austin, Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday. Amen. At 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Lewis McElrain. Amen. It's every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Tickle, the Body of One with Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. Amen. It's every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with myself, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell. It's every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon is every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. Amen. The number is 712-770-5506. That's the code is 732-499. Amen. Please, by all means, check out our website at whenchristianspeak.com. We got a lot of information out there for you. Amen. And if you have a desire to sow a seed or a donation into this ministry, you can do so by going to that website. Again, whenchristianspeak.com. Clicking on the Donate Now button. We appreciate and would really love your assistance and help in us furthering the ministry. God bless. Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Father God, I thank you for today, for truly this day that you have made. We thank you for all that you are doing in our life, Lord Jesus. Every move, God, every time, Lord Jesus, you show us you, Lord Jesus, we are grateful. So, God, we pray that this broadcast will be a blessing to someone out there today, God, all across the land, all across the world, God. We pray, God, that it will prick the hearts of men, Lord Jesus. And remind us, Lord Jesus, that we've been bought of a price, Lord Jesus. We pray today, God, for your perfected will to take place in our lives, Lord Jesus, and the people that you have called for such a time as this. We will forever give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. 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 I wanted to, I encourage you to go back and listen to God's Promises of Newness, Part 1. It was done probably about a month ago. Amen. Haven't really been doing a lot of live broadcasts myself. Amen. So just continue to keep me in prayer that God will keep me focused on the things that he has given me, amen, to do with this ministry. You know, this ministry in itself is have a listening base all around the world, you know, and we are grateful. Even in countries that you would never believe that it would be, we're grateful for God for that. And it's nothing that I or myself, Pat, or Pat Randall did, but it's all about the Lord, amen. It's about his work and his ministry going forth, amen. And we just want to be faithful And we want to be continuous with it. You know, sometime in ministry, we get to a point where it becomes routine. I never want God's ministry to become routine for me. I want to continue to have that joy, that zeal. Amen. That just like the first time we started the broadcast, you know, the first broad show we had, you know, we want to continue that kind of zeal because people out here are really hurting, man. You know, there are people that are going through all kinds of different things, whether it's sickness, you know, whether it's just trauma, whether, you know, I mean, I talked on Midday Glory Prayer for a little bit for Reverend Gwen, and I was saying with people that how, I mean, there's a spirit of murder out there. I mean, just all kind of evilness that's out there in the world. And it's nothing new, but it seemed to have intensified a little bit. You know, just men, the hearts of men have definitely turned away from God. And we can get caught up in that sometimes. You know, sometimes even with me, I have to actually turn off the news because they got nothing good to say, you know. And so sometimes we need to be reminded of the promises of God towards us. You know, we need to be reminded that we are his, my favorite word is his peculiar treasure. You know, we're the apple of his eye. We need to be reminded of things because sometimes with all the craziness, you know, you don't feel much like an apple sometimes, but it's not about our feelings, bless God, because it was about our feeling. A lot of us be in a lot of trouble. Amen. But, you know, we need to remind ourselves, you know, of the testament of Jesus Christ, that he loved us so much that he was willing to give his life for us, that we might have a right to the tree of life, that we might be able, amen, to walk in the garden of the cool of the day with him, you know, and knowing that the veil in the temple was ripped, was rent. And so now we have a right to go behind the veil and have fellowship with the Father. And that's done through Jesus Christ. And we are grateful for that. Amen. So today we're going to continue our conversation about God's promise. I was looking at my notes. I know that we had looked at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 through 26. We had looked at Romans chapter 6, verses 3 to 5. And I want to go back over 2 Corinthians. I'm going to start reading it. I'll start reading chapter 5, verses 1 and 2, and then we're going to skip down to verse 17. Amen. It says, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan earnestly, designed to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." He said, "For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle dissolved," in other words, when we pass away and we're going back to the dust, he said, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands. That house that he's talking about is a new body, a new us. You know, it's new, okay? Eternal in the heavens. In other words, it will never die. It will never know sickness. It will never know tears. All those things that Revelation talks about will be taken away. "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven." We have a desire to get the glory. We have a desire to worship God in his presence, you know. We have a desire, you know, that after all the worries and all the cares of this world and stuff won't even bother us, and we won't even give it a second thought because we will be in the presence of the holiness for eternity, okay? Eternity. The Revelation goes on and talk about there would be no need for the sun because the light, God would be the sun. His glory would shine so bright it would light up the whole everything. You know, God takes. He's going to take all tears. All those things would be new to us because we have never experienced anything like that. That kind of experience of being in the actual presence of God. You know, we've had moments when the Holy Spirit was dwelling in us and we thought the presence of the Lord, but this is totally different. This is totally new, a new experience that we will have when we get to heaven, a new experience we'll have when we remove from this old body when its earthly tabernacle has been dissolved, you know. And that's what it says. The earthly tabernacle is a new experience, okay? Then let's skip down to 17. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. It said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Therefore, he said, therefore, if any man, you know, any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Old things are passed away. You know, and behold, all things have become new, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given us the ministry of reconciliation. And because of Jesus Christ, we have the ministry of reconciliation now. All things are new. We're new creatures. All things have passed away. All things are passed away. The way that we used to think, the way our spirit was grieved or whatever, those things are not the same anymore. You know, we as believers don't even have to think, no longer have to think the same way. We think and have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. And it's amazing when you begin to look at these different scriptures, man, because you say, all things have become new. All things are, he said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. You know, he's not defined, we're no longer defined as a man, as an Adam, but we are new, y'all. We're a new creature, you know. And with that, and everything like that, I just read in the first part of 2 Corinthians how we're going to, they talk about the earthly house dissolved, and we have a new house, and it's not made by hands and everything, but all this is done for the glory of God. Can you imagine being in his presence, new, brand new? It's like you go and get back compared to a car, but like, you know, for example, going to get a car, it's like you go and get a car, it's brand spanking new, it's still shiny, it's so new, it has that new car smell. This goes even beyond that human example that I gave. It goes even beyond that. We're new. You know, we don't walk the same way. We don't talk the same way and everything like that. We look different. We are different. We are different. You know, and sometimes we got to be reminded of that. That because we are in Christ and we are in Christ and He dwells with them, the Holy Spirit dwells in them, we're not the same. We should handle things totally different than we did before. Totally different than what the world do handle things. We handle things out of love and compassion for the Lord and Savior that we serve. And when we do it like that and everything, we approach it totally different, opposite than what the world. Not saying that the world in this way don't have care, but our caring and our love is different. It's deeper, you know. It's deeper to the point that you're willing to help somebody out and show them a more excellent way of Jesus Christ. It's deeper to the point where that there's no agenda. You know, when we as believers, we're operating truly in the gift and the spirit of the Holy Ghost. And if there's no agenda attached to it. We don't have an agenda, you know, nothing like that. It's not tit for tat type of thing. You do for me and I do for you. No, I'm doing this because Christ loved me and I have no choice but to love you too. That's why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because Christ loved me and I ain't got no choice but to love you too, to love on you too, and to show you Jesus Christ. You know, and that covers us, especially when we fall down. You know, love, it says the love covers a multitude of faults, you know, especially when we fall down, especially when we miss it. You know, that the one thing I like about Jesus Christ, that he don't send us on a cross and be ready to crucify us. We do that ourselves sometimes, or we let other people do that. We don't realize and understand the newness of who we are. Verse 19, I'm going to go ahead and continue to read. It says, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespass unto them, and have committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For He hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He said, we are ambassadors. You know, we're not resident of the land and everything. We're ambassadors. You know, our home is not here and everything. You know, we talk about and all the stuff that's going about being a citizen of the United States. We're not, our citizenship is not here in the United States. Our citizenship is not here even in the earth. Our citizenship is in heaven. For the price that has been paid for us when we said, Lord, yes, to him. When we received Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we became new. We became new. So our citizenship is with God, with Jesus Christ. We're just ambassadors here. You know, we're just bringing forth good tidings and good words and everything. And we bring forth warning. We are bringing forth all those things. We're sharing the love that God has for us, for others. That's what we do. As ambassadors, you know, we're standing in the place. We're speaking based on what the Holy Spirit has poured into us, and it's being poured out to someone else. That's what we're doing. We're pouring out. We're not pouring in. We're pouring out. You know, we're pouring out. And the thing that we need to understand is that we're not doing it all by ourselves. You know, there's many, millions of us. You know, some have gone on to glory and some have yet to come. They continue to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ, to teach the world that about who God is and who the Son of the Living God is. No matter what religion, no matter their race, no matter their background, no matter whether they're rich or poor, but to do those things because God, Christ so loved us so much. So we do the same thing. We do the same thing. We do the same thing. I want to read, let's see, I did that. I'm reading Isaiah chapter 43, and I'm looking at verse, I'm going to start at 14 and go out with the 22, but keep in mind, verse 19 is where that just made me go, okay? It says, thus said the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon and have brought down all their nobles and Chaldeans whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariots and the horses and the army and their power. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Let's start right there in verse 18. Remember not ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Go back to what we read earlier about the old things are passing away, y'all. We are in a new, every morning that we wake up, we are in a new disposition of time. Every single morning, it's a new day. It wasn't like yesterday. You can't go back and get yesterday back. But it's a new day, a new opportunity, a new chance, you know, a new chance to an opportunity and desire to serve him and to worship him in spirit and in truth. He said, 19 said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it says, spring forth, shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness, in the rivers, and the desert. In the desert. He said, I will make a way in the wilderness, and the rivers in the desert. I want to read Isaiah chapter 48. This is verse 3. He said, I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is iron, and thy brow brass. For I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it to thee, lest I should say, mine idol have done them, and my graven image and my molten image have commanded them. You know, in other words, he's saying to him, I'm saying all this just in case you begin to boast on your idol or begin to boast and say that you did this. I'm letting you know right now what I'm going to do. He said, verse 6, that thou hast heard and see all this, and will not ye declare it? I have sued thee thee new things from this time, even hidden things thou didst not know. Let you know that God will begin to reveal things that have been hidden from us for eons. You know, for years he began to reveal the scriptures to us like never ever before, especially as we're getting close to the coming of Jesus Christ, the second coming of Jesus Christ, especially if we're getting closer to the end times and all the craziness that will take place during that time, okay? All the things that will take place to that time. Amen. Amen. I want to read, let's see, where do I want to go? Oh, here it is right here. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Did I just read that, didn't I? Amen. Amen. Okay. All right. I just read that. Let's do, I highlighted it twice, so. Okay. Amen. Amen. Let's do Mark chapter 1, verse 2. And it says, and they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day he entered to the synagogue and he taught, and they were astonished at his doctrine, but he taught them as one had authority and not as the scribes. Let me stop right there. What Jesus taught, he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes. The scribes was one, amen, was considered to be the writers of the word and everything. So they wrote so much of the Old Testament and the I can't remember the word, but they wrote so much of it. They knew a lot. Okay, you know, it says he taught them as one that had authority. In other words, they did a lot of reading, and not as the scribes. It says, so they were astonished at his doctrine. Okay. You know, when we preach or when we teach Christ, we have an authority to preach that. We don't just do it on our own will or whatever. We have been sent out. We have been commanded to preach, to teach, and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. He has commanded us to go out into the hedges and the highways and compel men and women to come into him. You know, we have been commanded to do those things. So we have that authority that he has given us to go out, to heal the sick, you know, to cast out devils, to bring back sight to the blind, and to do those ministries and stuff, okay? So we have that authority, but authority is not of ourselves, and authority is through Jesus Christ, okay? So we can do all things through Jesus Christ. You know, with God, all things are possible, but within ourselves, we are fail, okay? And we have to be very careful of that, because if we take God out of it, then we become what is called a false prophet. We become what is called a false teacher. We take God out of it, we become really borderline witchcraft, because we're not doing it in the authority and in the power of Jesus Christ. We're doing it within ourselves. We make ourselves an idol, okay? We make ourselves our idol. And it says that, where was that? It says, and they were astonished at his doctrine, this is verse 22. And he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes. Verse 23 says, and they were in their synagogue, a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Are thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace and come out of him. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. And they were all amazed, insomuch that they questioned among themselves, saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this? But with authority command he even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him. And immediately his fame spread abroad through all the region round about Galilee. He said, new doctrine of the deal. Didn't understand that he was the living Son of God. Okay? And he was bringing truth that in the Old Testament it looks like or appears that they can never really truly understand about what God was doing. But here, it was being made plain. You know, it says, write the vision, make it plain, and though it wait on it, it will come. Well, here Jesus is making it plain. His life and everything he did was making it plain. Okay? He was making it plain. And then I go back to what I said earlier about the authority. We have to understand, because we're walking in the newness of life, or because we're walking in the newness of Jesus Christ, because we are new creatures, amen, and because we have been bought with the price, and there's an authority that goes with that. Okay, then authority is not meant to bring us glory. I know that you hear people sometimes that they heal for money, and I think Benny Hinn was on there talking about that, about the wealth and fame and money coming and all that. And he's not doing it because he said that it was like you're trying to buy God. So he's repented of that. Okay, so this is not meant to make you rich and to make you famous, but it's for the mercies of God to go forth. Okay, so he gave them that Jesus had that authority, and that same authority that he had, he gave it to us too, to do what? I said this earlier, to cast out demons. And that's what he was doing. He was casting out a demon. And the thing that you have to understand is, when you're walking in that complete newness of life, or the newness of Jesus Christ, you have a fresh mind, a new mind that is in Jesus Christ, the enemy know who you are. When you walk in worthy of the vacation that you are calling, the enemy know who you are already. You don't need to wear a badge or a name tag or nothing like that. He know you, seals you right before you even get around the corner. Okay, he know. He will start showing his face on something ugly before you even open your mouth. You know, before you even open them up, the Bible says that Jesus had to tell him that Jesus rebuked them and said, hold their peace. In other words, shut up. Jesus told them, in other words, hold their peace. And then he told them, come out of him. You know, hold your peace and come out. Okay? That's all he said to them. Hold your peace and come out. In other words, I don't want to deal with you. Yeah, I know who you know that I who I am. That's good. Okay? Hold your peace and come out. Not a lot of terror. I don't need to know how long you've been in there. I don't need to know all that. But hold your peace and come on. We have that same authority. Not the power. The power belongs to him. Okay? But we have the authority. We don't have the power. Okay? The power belongs to Jesus Christ. The power belongs to the living God. But he has given us the authority to do those things. He has given us the authority and the commandment to do it. You know? There's a commandment to do those things. You know, to go into to go to those places. And some people have more gifted to do more than the regular Christian. But we all have the authority to do it. But some are gifted to do more of it. Amen. And so that's why you have people that may have the gift of healing. Okay, they just all they got to do, they only have to touch anybody. See, we get sometimes caught up in touching and everything like that. But we know that God, we said, they just speak the word. I mean, there was someone in the Bible, I think it was, I can't remember who it was, right on the top of my head. They said, Lord, just speak the word and my servant will be here. You know, sometimes, look, God, just speak the word. You know, we have that kind of authority, amen, to speak a word and it's done. To speak a word and it's completed. Why? Because of the power of the living God. Why? Because the complete authority of Jesus Christ. Okay? And the thing about it, even with our authority, the authority that he's given us, we can't do it unless he's in it. Unless he's given us permission to do it. Okay? So that's what we got to be careful. I mean, about what we do, and we have to make sure that we're in tune to the Holy Ghost, to the Holy Spirit is talking with us through the whole process. Why? Because again, we're talking about being newness. We can't operate the same way. We can't go walking up to somebody and say, be like the son of the schemer, talk about some and the Jesus that Paul know and something that come out. We can't be there. We're gonna get hurt. We can get seriously hurt. Doing things like that, you know, we can't buy this, you know. You can't go and say offer somebody money to give me this type of power, because the power don't belong to us, but he has given us the authority and everything to do it. The power don't belong to us, you know, but it's the authority, you know. And he and that when God does things in our life, we need to realize that. Okay, we need to approach it in a humble way. So God, your will be done. God, do your work. You know, whatever you want me to say. You know, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to say? You know, and everything like that. And then be obedient. Then with that authority comes obedience to one that given that authority, have given you the authority. With that authority comes obedience, man. We can't do this without the obedience of it. We can't. We have to be obedient to every part. Even, man, I'm talking big time to myself. We have to be obedient and we have to be consistent with everything that God has given us to do. You know, we can't begin to get weary in well doing. You just can't. We can't be weary in well doing, you know. Amen. Amen. I'm done. This is going to be a short. And I just wanted to go back over some of my notes and things that I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But I pray that this message has been a blessing to you. Please share by all means. Amen. Somebody need to hear it. I needed to hear it. You know, I want y'all to pray for me because I've gotten to a place where I feel I'm not moving, you know, within the broadcast. It's like it's not moving forward, but we're not going back, but we're not moving forward either. And I know that it's me, and maybe God, I'm waiting it out because I want God to reveal something, but I also want him to fix me. That, you know, the prayer becomes for me, God, is there anything in me that preventing this ministry from moving forward like the way I know and I believe that you want, then do remove it from me because I want to be in complete obedience to him, you know, not for fame and not for glory, but to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Pray with me. Father, we thank you for the message you've given us today, God. We pray, God, we will apply this message to our heart, that we will eat on it and chew the cud and go back on it and read the word and chew the cud some more, God, that it will begin to be a nourishment for the spirit, Lord Jesus, and for the soul. Lord Jesus, that it will begin to crucify those things that's in the flesh that's in us, God, that take us away from the direction and away from you. We know that there's nothing too hard for you to do. We will forever give you all the praise and all the glory. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Again, I want to thank you for listening to When Christians Be Talk Radio. This has been Friday Night Joy. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Amen. And our topic has been God's promise of newness. This has been part two. I encourage you to go back and listen to part one. There's a lot of things. Amen. A lot of time when I write out my notes and everything like that, I don't necessarily know what I'm going to say, you know, but I depend on the Holy Spirit and I let him operate and then and stuff like that. And he brings forth things that needs to be said, okay? He the one brings forth. I have the scriptures and reference, you know, but I don't have everything. I don't know everything. And maybe God's revealing something more to you. And I bless God for that for you. But continue to keep us this ministry in prayer that we will go forth with him, that we will be obedient with him, every minister, every host, every pastor, all the apostles, and for those that are on their way. I believe that ministry is about growth. Amen. And pray for us. We need your prayers. Pray for us. You know, pray for us. You don't want to send a love offering. That's fine. Then just keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer. Amen. God bless you. Love you much. God bless you.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.